Blog Talk Radio.
Fasika, Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover, 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 Kia. Yom Ruah Lekem Be'enekem Ma Ha'evodah Hazot Lakem. And it shall come to pass when your children, when your sons shall say to you, Ma Ha'evodah Hazot Lakem, what mean your ye by this service, by this evoda?
But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia, settled in Ethiopia. But passed over their houses, but passed over their houses. But passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their house, passed over their instruction to the Egyptians, instruction to the Egyptians, instruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, depart, depart. One of the Hebrew tribes struck south from Egypt and settled in Ethiopia. Chanting in Hebrew, the youngest schoolboy asks, why is this night different from all others? Falasha understand the language of the Old Testament. The story of Passover is known to them all. On this night, the flight to freedom began, away from Pharaoh's Egypt, away from the angel of death that brought destruction to the Egyptians, but passed over their houses. So quickly did the Jews depart, they were forced to bake their bread unleavened. To celebrate their escape, unleavened bread is eaten by Jews everywhere on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve, on Passover Eve.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands, oh, clap all ye your people. Hands, oh, clap your hands, clap your hands.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what now, cause you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hineh HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemarahu kentamahu nivhalu nehebazu. Reada ahazatam sham hil kayoleda. Beruach kadim deshaber onigyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken rainu. Ve'ir Adonai tsebaot ve'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev hechalecha. Keshimcha Elohim ken tehillatecha al katve eretz. Tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach harzion tagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzidyon vehakkifuha, sifru migdaleha, shitu libbechem lehela, passegu armenoteha, lema'an tesapperu ledor aharon, ki ze Elohim Eloheinu olam va'ed, hu yenahagenu almut.
in sin sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. The old ship of Zion.
People are looking at me.
Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Say, with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Seven days of unleavened bread. Here we're at day five. That old ship of Zion. Yes, let's run a tight ship. Here. Speaking, spanking, yeah.
full of beer, envy and malice. Some of them a get bad mind and saying those are rag and malice.
Let the Lucha bless and no man curse Babylon is
all. Alright now, gossip for them all that work there watching who's working the hardest. Cause I'm a jump at anything that's ruffling the grass. And them never yet grudge the other preachers of the power.
Watch your reap is what you sow, don't be surprised and we are.
Oh man, fuck it up, what is it? How I rust in my wallet. Loosen a man not perfect, but our clothes are always flawless. One room at a time is where the shocker, where the pallet.
Gentleness is godliness, so keep it clean with
God. Welcome to sweeping up his spot, get rid of filthiness and garbage. Such buckles are what they plan, give them no up full life whilst honest. Focus of a boarding ship is heading to the land of promise. Let's clear our space. There ain't no, no, no.
Is your mind in this?
with Judah. So here for day five, Rastafari Jews, Rastafari Yehudim here. Unleavened bread, the mantra. We have 7 days here. We're at day five. And give thanks to the Chabarim, fellow co-laborers, and those who assist I and I, you know, on the podcast and also with the readings and the feedings and the dissemination. Give thanks, brothers and sisters. Here we have the readings, you know, for the first day, the second day, you know, the intermediate days of Pesach. And also there is a reading for the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the 7 day Sabbath that will come up according to the lunar solar count. And we saw that some of the other Yehudim, some of the other Jews, even the Jews for Jesus, Jews and others who embrace some of the truth that they receive of the New Covenant, New Testament, some of their readings are a little bit off right here. And I give thanks to the brothers and sisters. And here I'm looking on the board, and here we have the correct reading. Here. Right here for the fifth day, which is Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 26 from the Torah reading. The maftir, the additional reading, or we call it the fire key, the word sound of those fire offerings. We don't offer the debtors, but the word sound and power. Here we have for the fifth day, right, Numbers chapter 28, verses 19 to 25. Now, there's not a Haftarah reading here. This is the intermediate day, what's known as the Chol HaMoed, the days between the first and the last day. The first day is a Shabbaton, a Sabbath of rest, no servile work. And the seventh day is also a Shabbaton. The word uses a Shabbaton. It's a type of Sabbath for the Sabbath of the holidays, of the holy days, not to be confused with the so-called weekly Sabbath or of the seven days. So we don't have a Haftarah right here. Neither do we have an appointed Brit Chadash. We'd like to share some of the readings, the reasonings, the readings from the previous days, especially for the Brit Chadash, and also zoom in on some of the Haftarah readings. You know, also like Ezekiel, them bones. But firstly, for mostly today's daily psalm that we have here, according to the royal order, is Psalm 36. Hopefully we have time to touch on that right there. Very, very important psalm, some of the themes, Chabarim. But here, firstly, for mostly, let us get through the readings here. Day five, to fulfill all righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Baruch atah Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Day five.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Adonai.
Just
Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 26. Here, the Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days, day five.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 34. And the Lord said unto Moses, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me, in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning, and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the earth, and worshipped. And he said, If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, Behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. And thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. The feast of unleavened bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, for in the month Abib thou camest out from Egypt. All that openeth the matrix is mine, and every firstling among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou redeem him not, then shalt thou break his neck. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem, and none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but on the seventh day thou shalt rest. In earing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the year's end. Thrice in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leaven, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the firstfruits of thy land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not see the kid in his mother's milk, 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 in his mother's milk.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the Torah reading right there. And here the Matthew, the additional reading, the five key offerings. Oh, that was just a plain KJV reading of it. That's the first level. You say from the low degrees, you know, but as we get into that right there, it's interesting the part about and marry their daughters, and when you read the Hebrews, like can be interpreted that, and the sons and marrying their daughters, the other nations' daughters, King James Version, the heathens, the other nations, the other spiritualities, and make your sons go whoring after their goddesses. When you read it in the context of the Hebrew, after their goddesses. It's very, 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 very interesting. But the fire, 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 right?
Fire, 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 fire,
when I say more, you say fire.
More. Flash. Perfect. Blessing. More fire. More fire.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28, chapter 28.
But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord, 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deal shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several tenth deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work,
no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work, no servile work.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father. Flesh. Perfect. Blessing. More fire. More fire.
And hear, local Rhema word, Rhema, right now, word right here, here, here. I'm going to segue right here to Ezekiel. Ezekiel reading also in this season that concerns the valley, the valley, the valley, the valley. The valley of the dry bones, bone man connection. Yes, I heal up to the great Nicodemus. Yes, I. Right, the fuck.
Mr. Donkey Jabone, Jaman in a the bone man connection, the bone man connection, the bone man connection, the bone man connection.
Chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, was upon, carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it, For Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, For Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. And join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks whereon thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. And one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, 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 forevermore.
You know we are
just like them, because you've made them just exactly like you. They walk like you, they talk like you, everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They've even learned to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle, and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were gods. Africans are smart, aren't they? And over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
Yeah, that right there is Manson, Charles Manson, just speaking briefly on black people, even admitting that black people in their own thing, we the once lost now found our gods. Why you had to take them out of, you know, even we African Israelites, you know, Afro-Shemitic people. Yeah, that was Manson right there, but you know.
You know we are his.
But it's true.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here
record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye
not be yourself as Ethiopia, no Noah? Tell them, say, you not be yourself as Ethiopia, no Ethiopia, no Ethiopia, no Ethiopia.
Lagotin la marcata zigjune, inya? Inya, inya, blenal na.
So the Babylonians conquered the north called Israel. But remember, Adonijah, 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 and Abiathar was sent to the south, and they set up the kingdom of Judea. Set up the kingdom of Judea. Set up the kingdom of Judea. And then migrated on further down into Ethiopia, into Ethiopia, into Ethiopia, into Ethiopia, into Ethiopia, into Ethiopia, into
princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. Is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion.
The Ark of Covenant,
is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself.
For this a bone man connection. Come let me tell you this a bone man connection. But watch your man. Me skull bone connecting to me jawbone. Me jawbone connecting to me collarbone. Me collarbone connecting to me chest bone. Me chest bone connecting to me ribs bone. Me ribs bone connecting to me spine bone. Me spine bone connecting to me leg bone. Me leg bone connecting to me knee bone. Me knee bone connecting to me ankle bone. Me two bone connected to me two male bone. What a holy for bone. Come let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone a fi me own. Jamas and Nicodemus a fi mash it and go home. And some of them a talk about me here one coma. Me touch the 20 scissors and me broke a 40 coma. The one thing I left a fi me here figure coma. Jamas in a the bone man connection. Come let me tell you, this a bone man connection. But watch a man, say one, say two, operator that to you. I want you fling with part one, come make me give them part two. The girls come to me, say demons pass two. Now the bone man connection. Here is a man, make up a nice up the nation. But watch a man, say if you keep a session and you want it for ram. Say make sure Nicodemus have the mic in a man. Say make sure put me name on this radio station. Nicodemus too important. Jah man, make up a nice up the nation. But watch a man, me say one, say two, you fi buckle your shoe. Me say three, me say four, me a go give them only one. Me say five, me say six, say me full of lyrics. Me say me jump over the precipice, me don't drop in a hit. For what me a go give them is a sweet music. Me say some of them a muggle with the pressure for them. Say you looking at them pocket city, like you fi eating at the bone man connection. But watch a man, me skull bone connecting to me jawbone. Me jawbone connect to me collarbone. Me collarbone connected to me chest bone. Me chest bone connected to me ribs bone. Me ribs bone connected to me spine bone. Me spine bone connected to me leg bone. Me leg bone connected to me knee bone. Me knee bone connected to me ankle bone. Me say me ankle bone connected to me toe bone. Me toe bone connected to me toe nail bone. What a holy for bone. Come let me tell you, me say skin, flesh and bone a fi me own. Jamas say Nicodemus come to my shit and go home. For some of them a talk about me here one coma. Me throw a 20 scissors and me broke a 40 coma. For everything come like a Twitter skin and a stone. For some they kill me flint, see me to donkey jawbone. Jamas in a the bone man connection.
Causing pure strife, so back away with you.
More life.
What makes you telling I and I?
Don't lie.
You trick your dog, but you can't trick I.
It's not the first time why we go. What we face is all about. It's not
first them while we sing the song by the rivers of Babylon. Now them come again, wolves in the lion den, want to discredit I and I with them big bag of bone lies.
Bone lies, what is you telling I and I? What kind of bone am you claim so you find? Bone now.
1935, 1975, them say Rasta you got dead. Some get bummy and shave them head. But for all who stand, we must see the promised land. See it is the substance of things so far and the evidence of things not seen. Patience can sometimes hurt you, but it's still a virtue.
Though it may seem like I'm gonna stray, Rasta will still rise the next day. Though it may seem too great that our love for Celestia will never man. Oh now.
You laugh, laugh, laugh to death. The race is not for the swift, but who endure the test. You kill I today, you can't kill I tomorrow. Today you laugh, tomorrow your sorrow. No matter what.
No fear of CNN try, no fear of BBC lie. Them can't kill the spirit of the Rasta man. Bone lie, bone lie. What they you telling I and I? Bone lie, bone lie. You trick your dog, but you can't trick I. So I paid my eye dreams and sisters I paid. Africa awaiting creator. I paid my eye dreams and sisters I paid. Africa awaits its liberator.
Though it may seem like some gone astray, Rasta will still rise the next day. Though it may seem too great a task, our love for Selassie will never mark. You laugh last, laugh the best. The race is not for the swift, but it's who endure the test. You kill I today, you can't kill I tomorrow. Today you laugh, tomorrow your sorrow. No matter what you say, Rasta, they have to say.
Bone light, what kind of bone them you find? What
a dog bone, a horse bone, a tiger bone, a elephant bone.
Bone light, bone light.
Men good to bone them you find.
Bone light, a bone light. You can't treat
people all the time.
boy, them skulls and bones, but a Christ was crucified and him conquered.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 1 to 14. The hand of Yahweh was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh, in the fest, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bone, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Master Yahweh Buruku, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh Buruku. Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, Beit Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Yisrael. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And ye shall put my spirit manifest in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, Buruku, have spoken it. And performed it, saith Yahweh. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, Rastafari. Amen.
Have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went to all the different nations and became the dispersed of the diaspora. And the coming together now, it's very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. So I think the Old Testament says, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we do it. Yeah.
in the emperor name. Recession shall not come to the slaughter again. Yeah. Waiting for the song after the know the rumor, the rage. Just an defender, a defender. Just an defender, a balancer between the sons and the battles of peace. As well as demonstrated, you're in a cha-cha order. Poverty and riches, both them have them make the stream. Place or republic, them regard it reveal. Apprehension created this, I am giving estate. In the streets, it's mostly jealousies and materialities. When everything lines up and meet in center stream, Jah have a defender, just an a defender. Most of the righteous the law of need. People have been aware of the most extreme. Equity and fullness of the in between. Jah have defender, defender. I am defender of Zion. I am the prayers of the right choice of the much. Look how much crystal they have the part of the doctor. Man still whole a shalom. And a rancor. If they are being the most in the God. I am defender of Zion. I am his will and his temple in a life man. The man them will defend Jehovah. Was in a Zoji gangster. By woman land. John the Baptist, yeah, I am talking about Joshua. John Psalm 69 verse 4, yeah. John Psalm 69 verse 5, yeah. John 30 and 31 of 69 Psalm, yeah. I'm an a defender. I'm an a defender of Zion, yeah. Anayata, yeah.
Whenever I make a post defending black men, there's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who are protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who were taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ.
Basimah, consider the anxious sluggard. What works out there with no overseer?
Lose, mentally queen title, black woman we still chose to raise at your feet.
Zion off with blood, then give with Instagram. Now say someone away, you want in the Ethiopian. A ballet for you, in the city of God's covenant. Romans that were pants out of the top Christian. By day, eating chat, doing drugs in the Holy Land. Now Rastamans that make no God repatriation. Leave black people in the West with no escape from Babylon. What about team and army that in camp around Jerusalem? There shall be a weeping, wailing, and a tears nation. From the days of John, by force Babylon, I take the kingdom. Highly yes, so promote repatriation.
Here for Shema Yisrael in the Hebrew, and also the one and one and one, and yes, I. Shema, Shema, Shema Yisrael. Thank you. 57, one named Messin, speaks about Ethiopia, lost tribes of Israel, and it's a subject of prejudice. That's a little clip right here.
Well,
here.
Messin, how about your prejudices? You admitted to several at the beginning. Messin, how about your prejudices? Messin, how about your prejudices? Messin, how about your prejudices? You admitted to several at the beginning.
Well, as I told you before, we have also our own prejudices against the African Negroes. We consider them as inferiors. We have, of course, our own reasons for saying so.
Well, what are they, Messin?
Well, first thing, we consider ourselves to be of the lost tribe of Israel and not Negroes. It's only that our faces are burnt that we look like Negroes. And also, we've been ruling part of Africa for hundreds of years during the 16th century, and we ruled part of Egypt, Sudan, and as far down as Mozambique.
Well, what about your prejudices against white men?
Well, back home, if a woman marries a white man, she's considered mean, and when she dies, the priests never pray for her as they would do for any ordinary man. It's just considered as suicide.
Why do you think they look down on the white people so much?
Well, for the first reason, religiously they consider them unclean in heart because they eat pork, and that's prohibited in religion.
Susan, you got any prejudices?
Yes. It's an interesting testimony. Perhaps, you know, Amharic speaker, English, a second or third language, didn't really bring it out. But it's very interesting. Hopefully we'll reason on what Messin says right there. I know he got a lot of pressure on that because the careless Ethiopia, right? You careless. Here.
Come that's on, the only part of Africa that wasn't. And yeah. So that's like you was talking about, it's just a pride to be from that part of Africa. There's a big pride, and even Jamaicans and Rastafarians, if that's the way you say it, Rastafari,
yeah,
they identify with the culture of Ethiopia and Eritrea,
mm-hmm,
just based on the fact that it was never colonized. But that's a whole nother convo that, you know, they got experts that we got to be real careful about because they'll check us on our facts. But nah, you know.
Yes, I love you, Nipsey. Here, let's ride out careless Ethiopians. How many? 80,000, Jacob Killamilla.
I can then see the twin sides of the Rastafari. If I'm the child of their mother's breast, a sighting of the Rastafari. If it has the careless Ethiopian, shall go down in Babylon. If it has the careless chosen to go to Mount Zion.
Jacob Miller, Jacob Killer Miller right there, 80,000 careless Ethiopians. And the script says this, what?
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword, my sword, my sword,
oh.
My sword,
oh.
My sword,
why?
My sword.
Why
my
that?
Sword.
Why?
Ye Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword,
slain by my sword, slain by
ye Ethiopians also,
also,
ye Ethiopians also.
Also.
The Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
Ethiopians also.
The Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by my sword.
Slain by
the Ethiopians also. The Ethiopians also.
Also.
The Ethiopians also.
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 The Ethiopians also. Ye shall be slain by my sword. My sword. My sword. My sword. My sword, my sword, my sword, my sword, my sword.
So you don't like this part of the Bible, right? Some of you don't like this part, or you don't understand this part, right? You accept the other parts, right? Ethiopia stretched forth her hands. Are you not as the children of Israel? You like those parts, but not this part, or you don't understand this part. That's Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 12. It even says, furthermore, in the next chapter, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. But you don't like this part. Or do you overstand this part? Well, here, the Ethiopians, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, hear this. They did what? So therefore, this right here that says what?
The Ethiopians also, ye shall be slain by my sword. My sword.
You get it? You get it?
What a war!
older than King George is. 6,113 years. So you can talk. Some of them are propaganda. Only make time and hold on stronger. Remembering the days of old, that's how we go. Old times don't come back again. Yes, he's the King of Kings, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah. He's the healer of God, and you can't conquer. The conquering Lion of Judah. I say, yeah. What a war, what a we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war, so we go. Yeah, yeah. What a war.
Yes, I. What a war. The saviors that come to Zion, I. We say Ethiopia and Ethiopians, take the L. Take the L, repent. You know, like we as Israel, we know about that right there. That's what proves even that ye Ethiopians, right? You know, that's what proves, are ye not as? You know what I'm saying right there? So take the L, repent, and make I and I move forward, 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 forward right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, we have Psalm 36. Let's ride up, right?
Here we have today's daily psalm.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. Be able to rise. Be able to rise. Be able to rise. 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 To rise, to rise, to rise.
I and I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which can't be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are wronged about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now, even for Iva and Iva. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands and out it with thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of out it with thee. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live for Iva and Iva.
Rise up, kingly man, rise up. It's time to take your stand to change. Humble man, rise up, kingly rise up. Haile Selassie is here to rise up, Kingy man, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Humble man, rise up. Oh, rise up in this Armageddon time.
Up. There's an interesting verse. Let me find this verse. Is it old lion? Does it say old lion? I think it says old lion. There's one that says young lion right here. So we have as an old lion. Actually, it's lioness in Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis 49 and 9. Yehuda is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion. As a lion, Ari, as a lion, male lion. Then it says as an old lion, but acts in the Hebrew and also the Metzalf Kedus, the Royal Amharic, it says as a lioness, who shall rouse him up? And then we have over here, it says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 24. That was Isaac Haile Selassie right there of Bingiman on the rise, youth chant right there. Numbers chapter 23, verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up, KJV says, as a great lion. Great lion is Labayim, Labaot, the Labi from Labia, lioness. So more correctly, and also the Royal Amharic has, and so the Hebrew and the Amharic matches right here, but the translation kind of covers it up, right? Both in Genesis chapter 49, verse 9, where it says, O lion, it's lioness. And in Numbers chapter 23, verse 24, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion. There it is, lioness. Very interesting. And here, lioness. The lioness, this is your role, responsibility in this order. Queen Africa.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
When the roll is all up, I'll be standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be
taken care of, all the children thereof. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name. I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. When you are willing to serve, we have room to observe, to see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Standing taller to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
All things fade, leaving it standing.
It's for you to make the best in the life. Now Officer Jimmy, looks like we got two Rastafarians down here on I-10. Definitely some marijuana, possibly some firearms. Need two squad cars down here.
مزمور 35 بقنص 36 لمزمران علقا يغيافير باريا يداويت مزمور حطياتنيا براسو يمياسس نغرن يناكر يغيافيرنم فرحات باينوچ فيتين باندبتو شنغلوالنا حطياتو باغنيچو غزي يطلاطا يافو قال غفنا شنغلانا ማስተዋልን በጎ ማድረግንም ጠወል በመኝታው ጣማምነትን አሰብ መልካም ባልሆነች መንገድ ቆሞ ክፋትን አይንቃትም አቤቱ ምህረትህ በሰማይ ነው እውነትህም ወደ ዳመናት ትደርሳለች ጽድቅህም እንደ እግዚአብሔር ተራሮች ፍርድህም እጅግ ጥልቅ ነው አቤቱ ሰውንና እንስሳን ታድናለህ አቤቱ ምህረትህን እንዴት አበዛህ የሰው ልጆች በክንፎች ጥላ ይታመናሉ ከቤት ጠል ይጠጣል ከተድላም ፈሳሽ ታጠጣቸዋል የህይወት ምንጭ ካንተ ዘንድ ነውና በብርሃን ብርሃንን እናያለን ምህረትህን በሚያውቁ ላይ ጽድቅህንም ልባቸው በቀና ላይ ዘርጋ የትዕቢት እግር አይምጣብ የኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አያውቅ አመጣን የሚያደርጉ ሁሉ ከዚያ ወደቁ ወድቀዋል መቆምም አይችል
Psalm 36 The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But who want the next verse with Amarik? But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible!
See? So this is what kind of cause.
Bring forth the Bible.
See? So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work. In a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, I already just left everything to God. No. I don't believe in like that to you.
Neither I.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
So here we have a kind of a comparison from the KJV, the Royal Order, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible, and also the Hebrew here. In today's daily psalm, going through a couple of the verses, like four of the verses, which is, can be seen profiling the godless or the jahless, a.k.a. the jah haters. Hear, hear, hear. Sama, sama, sama.
He flatters. The endeavor to. Shena giloalina. Shena giloalina. Chatiatu ba genetshu gize yitalatal. Yitalatal. Be endeavor to. In his style of speech, Shanigalo Alina, he flatters. He flatters in his style of speech. Ba'andebetu, his way of speaking. Ba'andebetu is flattery. Flattery. Shanigalo Alina, Chatiatu, his uckery, Chatiatu, his lack. Bagenyetchu gize, when she is found, when he finds her, yit alatal, he will hate her, his lack, his sin, chatiatu. So here is very, very interesting, the connection, right, that we have here, even in the verse 2, right? So bringing this out in the KJV, once again, for he flattered himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity, which we have Bamarinya as a Chatiatu, his akari, his sin, be found to be hateful, but bringing it out more so, Chatiatu, Bagenyetshu Gize, Yitalata, he will hate her, All right? Because a soul without instruction is headed for, yes, for it flattereth him in his eyes until his iniquity be found and he be hated. We have coming from the Hebrew, or here in the Hebrew, here of the, we have actually the Gimel verse in the Hebrew, but this corresponds to the second verse, ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo, b'aynayo, limsa e'onno, lisa, lisno, 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 until his iniquity be found, and he be hated, and it be hateful, and he or it in that sense be hateful. Ki he chelik elayo be aynayo limatsa eono evono eono lisno, and he be hate it, and it be hateful. Now, the Hebrew of this verse is most obscure. Many have commented on the Hebrew here in this verse, corresponding with the KJV, the second verse here. The Hebrew is said to be somewhat obscure. Ki he chelik elayo b'aynayo limsa eono lisno. They say the Hebrew here is obscure. Perhaps the nearest literal translation, which may be intelligible in translation, is, quote, for it, speaking of the transgression, pesha'ah, the rebellious spirit, heart, and mind, makes smooth to him in his own eyes, his own perception, as to his sin, his uckery, his lack being found out to be hated by Elohim HaShofet, by the Elohim who judges. So the words are a continuation of the psychological, the suke, the soul, the logos, the word analysis going on here. So in a sense, we're getting, in a sense, a kind of a diagnosis and a prognosis, but it's based on the gnosis. So hatiyat sin or akri, it deludes the godless, the jahless, with the smooth assurance of immunity. It lies to them. Ha-satan, the devil, diablos, is a lie, a liar. So here the hatiyat, the sin nature, right, and the byproducts of the sin nature, ye must be born again. It deludes the godless, those who are truly without the true good, the true logos, with the smooth assurance of immunity. People say nowadays all sort of things. Oh, well, we're not living under those laws. Things have changed, and this is something different or something new. They delude themselves to think that there is no Elohim HaShofet that judges. So the sin, the chatiyat, it deceives the godless with the smooth assurance, which is the flattery of some sort of immunity, that they will be safe, everything's all right, there is no Elohim, there is no, the scripture is not true, and this and that is not, Christ never existed, never, all these lies, 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 lies. See, to give them the smooth assurance on their slippery slope. There is no Elohim who will discover the crime is what sin, chatiyat, the akari, tells them and assures them and flatters them. And so hates it as to pass judgment upon it. So this hatred, so here what's being pointed out is the hatred. So one must overcome that hate and that anger. Stop making excuses. Stop playing God, that hatred and that anger. Right? Repent. Have a change of mind. First of all, forgive your mother. Forgive your mother. You have to recognize the link right here. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. You have to be born again. How are we going to be born again? Our Father, right? Our Father who art. Wisdom is justified of all of her children. See, some that are overstand don't really receive that wisdom there, but you must overcome your anger. This is what is being brought out right here, anger. All right, anger, as we mentioned before in some of the older Ethiopic expressions, it was like if one would say in more ancient days or previous days, even just a couple, maybe 100 or so years ago, in Amharic, Satane Yemeta, Satane, Satan, Satan is Satan, the adversary, the opposer, the downpresser, but the adversary. Right, the op in that sense of adversarially speaking, right? Then we say Satane, my Satan Yemetal cometh. This is the way to say I'm getting angry. Interesting. Right? So that understanding, as we have this basic understanding, this basic build right here, just in these first two verses, just looking at the first two verses, because this psalm is the divine loving kindness, just to get that anchor right here at the gate. Right? Right here at the opening of the gate right here. So, we have this verse here. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. This is what it says as obscure, in a sense. If you were to look at this now, literally, this verse here in today's daily psalm, the Lamed Wow, Lamed Vav psalm, here in the Gimel corresponds to the second verse, Psalm 36, right? In the KJV Bible, the second verse here says, Ki he chelik, ki he chelik elayo be'aynayo. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes, limsa eono lisno, to find his sin, to find limsa, or limso, we have limso, slika limso, limso eono, limso eono lisno. Limso e ono lisno. So we have kia he chelika enayo be enayo. Elayo be enayo. Kia he chelika elayo be enayo. Limso e ono lisno. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate. Ki he chelika elayo be'aynayo, limso ono lisono. This is interesting, just directly from the Hebrew. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin to hate, his akri is to hate. The meaning of the Hebrew, some say, is unclear. Some say perhaps the point is this. His rebellious attitude of heart and mind makes him reject any notion that Elohim, the true God, will hold him accountable, or there's any to hold him accountable. His attitude also prevents him from recognizing and realizing and thus also repudiating his akri, his akful ways. Even recognize. So it's a beautiful verse we have. Ki he chelik elayo be'aynayo. Limso e'ono lisno. What a beautiful verse right here. It seems to be obscure, but is it really obscure? For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes to find his sin, his akri, to hate. For it causes to be smooth to him in his eyes. Ki he chelika elayo be'aynayo. To find his sin to hate, to find a limso eono lisno. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He have left off to be wise and to do good. the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. So what do we have here? Chaburim. Right here at this particular verse, the words of his mouth. Divrei, divrei fio, divrei fio. Aven, or awen, awen, u mirma. Divera fio, aven o u mirma. Chadal le hasakila le heitiv. He hath left off to be wise, to do good. Le heitiv. Hadal. Chadal or chadal. Chadal le hasakila le heitiv. Iniquity and deceit. It says, divrei fio, words of his mouth. Divrei, the divrei fio. Divrei fio, aven, aven, or awen, awen, or awen, awen u mirma. Awen or aven u mirma. Aven u mirma, modern Hebrew. Diver, divrei fio. Divrei fio, words of his mouth. Aven u mirma, or iniquity and deceit. You have this in Psalm 10, round about verse 7. The psalmist in I now describes the consequences which follows from these the false hypothesis. See, there's a false hypothesis. Give us a teaching of his magic, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. Or the devil's philosophy, they have the false hypotheses. Hypotheses. Alright. The first effect is seen in a lying and a mischievous tongue. That's the first effect right there. This is why it points to the words of his mouth, divrei fio. And what are they? Awen, aven, umirma, the iniquity and deceit. He have left off for chadala lehasakil lehaitiv. He left off to be wise, to have the understanding which distinguishes between the good and evil, and preferring the former, the good, to the evil, thus establishing Yahweh, good over evil, but he's left off. He left off to do that. So here is also what is interesting here within the KJV, the third verse. He ceases to exhibit wisdom to do good. He ceases. So what we have in this verse is the idea that he ceases to exhibit, right? He ceases to exhibit what? He ceases to exhibit wisdom. And this wisdom here, it's interesting, we have the maskil. Again, we have the maskil. We have maskil in the different psalms. Some say mash or machkil, but what is maskil? But what is maskil? The maskil. Maskil is a teaching, but maskil also has wisdom and prudence. It's an understanding. It's a true understanding. That sense of the true overstanding. Because here the hefil form of the verb. Right, the hefil forms are what we can call in Hebrew exhibitive. The exhibitive indicates an outward expression of an inner attitude. Right, so something has changed in this akkah right here. Right, it wasn't always this way, because notice the language. He's left off to be wise. So this one at one time, no doubt there was some wiseness. He's left off. Chadal, chadal lehasakila lehaytib, 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 haytib, tov, haytib, yetib, yetob. He ceased to do good. He left off to be wise, to exhibit that wisdom by his action, by and according to his conduct. All right, so here is the portrait. In these verses here, we have the portrait, right? And the portrait now is going to be completed right here in this fourth verse. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. So here in this profiling, this right here we can say is a profiling of the jawless, one without, he who be without the true reality, the true good, the true God. Right? He deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Awain, awain, or awain, awain, yach. Yahishob, Yahishob, Aven, Yahishob, Al Misakavo, Misakabo, Mishkabo, Mishkabo, Mishkavo, Mishkavo, upon his bed, Mishkavo, Aven, Yahishob, Al Mishkavo, Yita Yatseva, Alla Dereka, Lot of Ra'a lo yimash. Ra'a lo yimash. Lo yimash. Lo yimash. He abhorreth not evil. Ra'a. The ra'a. Ra'a lo yimash. He doesn't abhor. His conscience is so dull that it does not instinctively recoil from wrong or from evil. It's like callous. When someone says this person is calloused, right? They have a callous. They're beyond what's their past feeling. There's no perception of that in the conscience. Is with knowing conscientia is gone. See, upon his bed, a time that's used by the righteous, the tzaddikim and the tzaddikun, the righteous, for wise meditation upon one's bed. Al mishkavo, mishkavo, al mishkavo, upon his bed. The time used by the righteous for wise meditation. Remember the verse before says that he has left off. Right, he's left off. Chadal lehasakila lehaytiv lehaytiv. He's left off to be wise, to do good. Right. So here we have this time that the righteous or the wise was spending wise meditation. Right, as we have it in Psalm 4. Right, Psalm 4, round about verse 5 or so. But the ratchet, the wicked, uses time, ala mishakavo, upon his bed, for devising base and evil and ratchet and wicked schemes and conspiracies. This is why it says, he setteth himself in a way that is not good. Yita yatsev, ala derek lotov. Yita yatsev, yita yatsev, al. Derek, al derek, on a path, al derek, on a derek. Derek is a way, derek, al derek. He's setting himself. Yita yatsev al derek lo tov, no good. That's no good. Literally, no good. That's no good. Ra'a lo yimas. Ra'a lo yimas. He doesn't abhor. See, he deliberately selects the evil way. Here we have one deliberately selecting the evil way. So this is a very interesting psalm, today's daily psalm, because this is just the opening right here. Remember, this is the servant. Remember how his theme? Dawid, David, le'evedi, Yahuwah, le'evedi, Hawa, le'Dawid. A servant, the servant of he who be who he be, David. Right? Beginning off with this oracle right here. Now, this verse here, the fourth verse, it completes the opening profile of the ungodly or the godless, we like to say the jawless, that's without Jah, without the spirit of the truth, the essence of the truth, one who has gone without that. And it's interesting here because it seems to be speaking of this one as though perhaps at one time, see, the main theme of today's daily psalm is the attributes of Elohim. I want to say, wait, we spent this time about the portrait and getting the profile of the Jahless, yes. But the main theme of today's daily psalm, remember, has a two-part theme. We have Bamarinya, we have Yeh Chata'u Kefat, Chata'u, the ratchetness of the sinner, and it's contrasted with Yeh Ekziyavir Begonet, and the goodness, the charitableness of the sustainer. So the main theme is the attributes, the midot of Ha'Elohim, particularly his love. His loving kindness for his creatures, begonet. Its glory is brought into prominence by being set beside the ukfulness of the ratchet. So, see the contrast here. The ukfulness of the ratchet being set aside or side by side the goodness, right, of he who be who he be. So the poem, it begins with the characterization and the profiling of the jawless. But soon, and right here is a turn, in this verse right here, going forward, it turns to the sordidness or from the sordidness of the opening portraits of the jawless or the godless, to extol the goodness, the good traits, the attributes of Ha'Elohim, the true God, the true good, in language of striking beauty. Aitifel. Yes, Rastafari.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not.
Study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Wow Lamed Vav. La Natriach Le Ered Yahua Le Tawi Nun Pesha La Rasha Bikareva Libi Ain Pachad Elohim Le Neged Ainai. Opening verse. Now, a couple of notes on this opening verse, as it is translated in Sefer Tehillim. Transgression speaketh to the wicked, and he thinks there is no fear of God before his eyes. In the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, we have the English translation. Now, in the KJV, we have the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. Now, if we look at the KJV, just here in the Midrash, in a study right here, let's just do a little study right here on today's daily psalm. So some key things need to be noted. Some have Levi, but there's like four manuscripts. There's Ethiopic. Let's bring up the notes right here on today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm speaks on the grievous state of the wicked, of the ratchet. The grievous state of the wicked, the ratchet. Today's daily psalm also speaks of the curse of alienation
from Elohim, the true good, the true God, and the Baraka, the blessing of fellowship, the fellowship with him. Now, the preceding psalm, Mizmor, in the hope of speedy deliverance, puts into the lips of the friends of the new kingship, who were now compelled to keep in the background words, Yahuwah Jehovah be magnified, who have pleasure in the well-being of his servant. We have this in the preceding psalm. We have this in Psalm Mizmor Lamed Hey, the 35th psalm, at verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them make them say continually, let Jehovah be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, who hath pleasure in the well-being of his servant. And hear, Yaronu with Yisamehu Chafeyes Ibi with Yomru Tami Yigdali Yahuwah Jehovah be magnified. Jehovah be great. Jehovah be magnified. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yaronu with Yisamehu That delight in my righteousness, the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebraic translation, the KJV, says, that favor my righteous cause, that favor, that delight, v'yomru tami, make them say continually, itinually, v'yomru tami, Yigdal Yahuwah, Yigdali Yahuwah, Yigdal Jehovah Yahuwah, Jehovah be magnified, Jehovah be magnified, be great, Yigdal Yahuwah, He Chafet Shalom Avdo, He Chafet Shalom, Shalom Avdo, peace of his ever. As we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm, we have Le Eved Yahuwah, servant of Jehovah, Le David. David here calls himself the servant, the Eved of Yahuwah, the Eved of Jehovah. And in the inscription, we have this to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed Wow, the 36th psalm. He bears the very same name to the presenter, to the chief musician, to the leader, La Menatzeach, to the overcomer, the victorious one, the overcomer, to the presenter by the servant of Yahweh, by David, Lit David of David. Now we can compare some of the different versions of the script, but here, just zooming in on this key right here, the transgression, or rather the speech of transgression to the wicked is within his heart. The speech of transgression. Nuum pesha la rasha bilkarev libi, pointing here libi, others prefer libo. So to be read as nuum pesha la rasha bilkarev libo, bringing out the sense of the speech, the oracle, nuum pesha, the speech of transgression, the oracle of transgression, la rasha. So here, transgression being personified speaks to the rasha, speaks to the defiant one, speaks to the wicked, la rasha, is within his heart, bikarev libo, instead of libi, my heart. Now, there's four Hebrew manuscripts that have libo, and this is also the reading of LXX, or the Septuagint, the reading of the Vulgate, the reading of the Syriac, the reading of the Arabic, the reading of the Ethiopic, and also the reading of the Anglo-Saxon. Now, in the KJV translation, the transgression of the wicked saith within my heart. So that note right there, my heart, within his heart. No fear, no reverence, no dread, no reverence. Ein pachad, pachad, dread, fear. Ein pachad Elohim. Le neged alnai. No fear, reverence, dread, aim, achad, of Elohim before his eyes. in his eyes. Getting a foundation on that opening clause right here, because this is the area of the Psalms and Scripture, very, very important psalm right here. So it's in the season. This psalm is being the divine, the divine loving kindness, the divine loving kindness, because of the main theme is the attributes of Elohim, particularly Chesedo, his love. His love for his creatures, his creation. Lama Natsiyah, Le Ebedi Yahua, Le Dawi, Noom Pesha, La Rasha Abit Reva, Libo, Ain Pachad Elohim, Le Neged Ainai, to the Lord of Victories, Lama Natsiyah. Song. Le David, Le Ebed Yahuwah, Le Ebedi Yahuwah. First Papa Hebrew verse, the superscription. Here in the Midrash, to the Lord of Victories, Laminatziyach, the Lord of Overcomings, of David, the servant of Jehovah. The phrase, Lord of Victories, is to be considered in the light of the verse in Deuteronomy 33:29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like to the eye. A people saved by Yahuwah, by Jehovah. Deuteronomy 33:29. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, wages Yisrael, Israel's wars, but victory is ascribed to Yisrael. Thus scripture says in Deuteronomy 34, verses 11 to 12, in all the signs and wonders, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror, which Moses wrought. Here, it is not written which Jehovah wrought, not Yahuwah wrought, but that Moshe, which Moshe wrought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, empowered Moshe to perform wonders, but the victory was ascribed to Moshe. So too Deborah said, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam, in Judges 5 and 12. But could it be said to him, arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive? As if it were really his captivity. What could Deborah have meant by arise, but you will not do battle. You will not do battle for the battle. The battle is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. As it said, this is the day which Yahuwah Jehovah hath delivered Sisera into thy hand in Judges 4 and 14. And also, they fought from Shemayim, from heaven, in Judges 5 and 20. And yet when Barak was about to say, the victory is Yahuwah is Jehovah, Deborah said, lead thy captivity captive. So too, when David went down to meet Goliath, he said to the Philistines in 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, that all this assembly may know that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, saveth not with sword and spear, for the back of the battle is Jehovah. And in their rejoicing and in their going out to dance, when the womb man saying in 1 Samuel 18 and 7, Saul hath slain thousands, and David and his 10,000s. Even then David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thou wagest war, and thine is the victory. As is said in 1 Chronicles 29 and 11, thine, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Dawid, thou ascribest the victory to me, but I shall ascribe the victory to thee, saying, hear, superscription to today's daily psalm, La Menatzeach Le Ered Yahuwah Le David, for the man of victories, for David, the servant of Jehovah. Nun pesha la rasha bekareva libo ein fachad Elohim le negeda anayo, the transgression of the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha uttereth its oracle. Nun pesha la rasha bekareva libo,
there is no reverence, respect. There's no pachad, ain't pachad. There's no pachad, no dread, ain't pachad. Elohim, l'neged aynayo. There is no reverence, there's no dread of Elohim before his eyes. There's no respect of Elohim before his eyes. When Dawid, when David looked at Goliath, the Philistine, and saw that he was a mighty man, armed with all kinds of weapons, he said, who can prevail against such as he? But when David saw him reviling and blaspheming, he said, now I shall prevail against him, for there is no fear, no reverence, no respect of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he in him. As is said, Noom Pesha La Rasha Abik Revalibo Ain Pachad Elohim Lindaget Ainayo. The transgression of the wicked, of the ratchet, uttereth its oracle. There is no fear of Elohim before his eyes. From this you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, punishes the wicked, the ratchet, in the very hour when the fear, the pachad Elohim, the dread of Elohim is not upon them. You will find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, also said to Yisrael, thine own wickedness shall punish thee, thine own ratchetness shall punish thee, when my fear, my dread is not in thee, God. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. Hence, here, David said, Noom Pesha'a La Rasha Birkarev Libo Ein Pachad Elohim Lindaged Anayo. The transgression of the wicked uttereth its oracle. There is no reverence, there's no fear, no dread, Pachad Elohim, before his eyes. Be'ainayo. For it flattereth him in his eyes to find an iniquity that will be hated. Ki yehe chelika helayo be'ainayo limso e'ono lisno. The wicked, the ratchet, the rasha. The ratchet glance about with their eyes and feel about with their hands and scheme in their hearts, their minds, to find that special sin, that special chatiyat, that special uchery, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, hates, that they might commit it. As the scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 31, every abomination to Jehovah, which he hateth, they have done. Have they done? Woe to the ratchet. Woe to the wicked, all of whose being is evil and deceit. Not even with one another do they deal truthfully. As is said, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. Divrei tsiyo avein u'mirma. Divrei tsiyo avein u'mirma. The words of his mouth. The divrei tsiyo. Divrei pio, divrei fio, avein, u mirma, are iniquity, avein, u and mirma, deceit. The wicked, the ratchet, walks in iniquity and devises iniquity. As the next verse says, he deviseth iniquity upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is lo tov, that is not good. Avein, yachshov ala mishachavo. What is meant by the words, he setteth himself in a way that is not good? He setteth himself in a way, lo tov. When there are two ways open to the wicked, to the ratchet, one toward good and one toward evil, they forsake the good way and walk and trod in the evil way. So Solomon described the wicked, the ratchet, as men who forsake the paths of uprightness, to walk in the way of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, in Proverbs 2 and 12. Hence, it is written, he setteth himself in a way that is not good. Yitayatzev al derek lo. Oh, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, is in the heavens. Thy faithfulness reacheth to the skies. Yahuwah,
Behashamaim Hasadeka Emunateka Ada Shehakim. In the heavens, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, thy faithfulness reaches to the skies. Is the loving kindness of Jehovah in the heavens? Is it not on the earth, on the earthly plane? As it says, the earth is full of the loving kindness of Jehovah in Psalm 33, verse 5. The deeds of the wicked of the ratchet, however, force the loving kindness of Jehovah back to the heavens, to Hashemayim. Hence, it is said, Yahuwah b'Hashemayim Hasadeka, thy loving kindness, O Jehovah, b'Hashemayim Hasadeka, is in the heavens. Thy righteousness is like the mighty, mighty mountains. See the Kateka, Kahare El Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed. He said to the Rasha, the ratchet, I have stored up many rewards for the righteous. And he who repents, who has a change of heart and mind, can come and take them. I have many rewards for the righteous. For it is said, thy righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Thy judgments are like the great deep. See the Kateka, Kahare El Mishpateka, Tehom Rabba. Even as there can be no numbering of the mountains, so there can be no numbering of the rewards for the righteous. Like the deep, the Tehom, that has no bounds, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, has no bounds. Like the mountains that are high and lofty, so the rewards for the righteous are high and lofty. And just as the waters of the deep are not all alike, some salty, some bitter, and some sweet, so the punishment for the ratchet, for the wicked, is not all alike. Rav Josiah the Great said, read the verse not in this sense, but transpose its parts and read it, quote, like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteousness over thy judgments. Read it like the mighty mountains over the great deep is thy righteous judgments, thy righteousness over thy judgments. That is, like the mountains that hold down the deep so that it does not come up and flood the earth, the earthly plane, so righteous acts hold down the iniquities, lest all mortals perish on the day of judgment. Thus also Micah said in Micah chapter 7, verse 19, he will again have compassion upon us, upon Ayin, Nayin, Nayin, Nayin. He will hold down our iniquities. He will hold down Ayin, Nayin, Nayin, iniquities. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. For with thee, with the eye, for with thee, with the eye, ki imeka mikora chayi beorika nireh or, for with thee is the fountain of life, ki imeka mikora chayi, in thy light shall we see light, beorika nireh or. Rav Yohanan said, it happened that a man lighted a lamp, which went out, and each time he lighted it, it went out, until at last the man said, how long shall I keep tiring myself with this lamp? I will wait for the shining of the sun and go about in its light. Similarly, when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, were enslaved in bondage in Mitzrayim, Egypt, Moses rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved in bondage again in Babylon. Then Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved. They were in bondage again in Elam, in Media, and in Persia. Then Mordecai and Esther rose up and redeemed them, but they were enslaved again in Greece to the Gracchi. Then the Hasmonean and his sons rose up and redeemed them. But they were enslaved in bondage again in Edom, the wicked, Harasha,
Thereupon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, said, "We, I and I, have grown weary of being enslaved and in bondage and redeemed, only to be enslaved in bondage once again. Now, let us make I and I pray, not for redemption through flesh and blood, but through our Redeemer, Yahuwah Tzabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, whose name is HaKadosh, the Holy One of Israel. Now, let us make I and I pray, not that flesh and blood give us life, but that HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, give I and I life. As is said in Psalm 118, verse 27, for with Thee, the I, is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. In Thy light, Thy illumination, we, I and I, see light. And also, Yahuwah is HaElohim, the true good, the true God. And He will give us light. He will give I and I illumination. According to Rav Simeon ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One blessed be, acts of Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, do you desire to share in this world with the nations of the earth? And they replied, Ribon Shel Olam, Master of the universe, incline not my heart to any evil thing. In Psalm 141 and 4, incline not my heart to any evil thing. We are in evil, because the nations of the earth are schemers. As the verse goes on to say, incline not my heart to the making of schemes and wickedness and ratchetness with men who are skilled in iniquity. Indeed, we have no desire for the dainty portions which belong to the nations of the earth. As he says, let me make I not eat of their dainties. But what do we, what do I and I desire? Thy precepts. As is said in Isaiah 60 and 3, for with thee is the fountain of life, the fountain of liberty. And in thy light, in thy illumination, I and I see light. And again, nations shall walk at thy light. Rav Oshaya taught in the name of Rav Phineas, in the age to come, the Olam Haba, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem shall become a torch of light for all the nations. As he said, nations shall walk at thy light. In Yeshayah, Isaiah 60 and 3, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani said, because the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, had need of light in this world, they used the light of the sun by day and the light of the moon by night. But in the Olam Hava, in the world to come, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will not need the light of the sun nor of the moon. As is said in Isaiah 60, verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither night of the brightness shall the moon give light to thee. Who will give them light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be He, of whom the verse goes on to say, Yahuwah, Jehovah, shall be to thee an everlasting, ever-living, eternal light, eternal illumination. Rav Phineas taught in the name of Rav Reuven, a time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and will establish Yerushalayim upon their very tops. For it is said in Isaiah 2 and 2, the mountains of Jehovah's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Moreover, a time in Iowa will come when the mountains will lead in the singing of Yisrael, of Israel's songs. For it is said in 1 Chronicles 15:22, Kenaniah shall be chief of the Levites and shall be first in song. The word Kenaniah is to be read, that which was established by Jehovah. Kenaniah, Konaniah, Mekonen, Konaniah. That which was established by Jehovah. For the word comes from the same stem as Nakon. Nakon, established. That occurs in the verse, the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. The mountain of Jehovah's house shall be Nakon.
Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka le yodaika. Mishok chasedeka le yodaika. Oh, continue, I continue thy loving kindness, thy chasedeka, chasedeka, mishok, chasedeka, li yodaeka. According to Rav Isaac, David prayed, oh, continue not thy loving kindness to the nations, the goyim, the international communities of the earthly plane that know thee not. Rav Yanai said, if a man kindle a lamp for his companion in the daytime when there is light, of what use is the lamp to him? But when can he make use of the lamp? When the man kindles it for him at night, in the hours of darkness, in the hours of disillumination. Now, the loving kindness that Israel, that Israel, Bamidbar, in the wilderness accumulated with Elohim, was held for them from that time that I were on, that is, from the time that I were of Moshe on. And when was it paid out to them? In the time in the Iowa of darkness, in the Iowa of disillumination, in the time the Iowa of Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, as is said in Jeremiah 2 and 2. I remember for thee, I, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, how thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Hence, here it is said, oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Another comment on Mishok chasedeka li yodaeka. Oh, continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, I. Rav Yitzhak, Rav Isaac said, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh. Ecclesiastes 1 and 4. One nation comes and another nation goes. Another nation goes. One nation comes and another nation goes. But the land abideth forever. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, to whom it is said, ye shall be a delightsome land. In Malachi 3:12, abide forever. Again, the word land refers to Israel in the phrase until the day of the captivity of the land in Judges 18 and 30. For how can one speak of a land being led into captivity? Therefore, by land are meant the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught that two generations make use of the ineffable name, the man of the great synagogue, and the generation under persecution, under Hadrian's persecution. It befell Rav Joshua ben Levi that Elijah, ever remembered on good occasions, engaged in the study of Torah with him. They were engaged in studying the Melakilta of Rav Simeon ben Yochai when Rav Joshua ben Levi found himself slow to grasp a matter of law. Eliyahu, Elijah said, dost thou wish to inquire of Rav Simeon ben Yochai? Come, and I shall raise him up for thee. Whereupon they went, and Eliyahu, Elijah, earlier summoned Rav Simeon ben Yochai, who responded at once. Eliyahu said to Rav Simeon, Rav Joshua ben Levi has come to inquire of thee about a certain law. But Rav Simeon did not wish to speak to Rav Joshua. Eliyahu, Elijah then said, Rav Joshua ben Levi is worthy of seeing thee, I. He is a righteous man. But Rav Simeon ben Yochai answered Eliyahu, answered Elijah, were Rav Yehoshua Joshua truly righteous, then the rainbow would not appear in the sky during his lifetime. Indeed, in the lifetime of Rav Simeon ben Yochai, the rainbow had not appeared in the sky. Some say that they of the generation of Hezekiah and of the generation of Zedekiah also knew the ineffable name. For in Thus saith Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands. And I myself will fight against you. Jeremiah 21, verses 4 to 5. What weapons of war could he have meant except his ineffable name? Formerly, when Israel went forth to war, they had no need to fight battles, no need to fight battles, for the enemies fell before them. But after sin's uckeries brought it about that Ha-Hekal, the temple was destroyed, the Bnei Yisrael fell at the hands of their enemies. As to what happened to the ineffable name, Rav Eibel and the Rebbeinah, the rabbis, differed. Rav Eibel said, the angels scraped off Hashem, the name, which was on the weapons. The Rebbeinah, the rabbi said, it scraped itself off. After Ha-Hekah, after the temple was destroyed, when the Bnei Yisrael went forth to war, they would say, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, for mine iniquities are gone over my head. For mine iniquities are gone over Roshi, Rase, my Ras.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, be able to rise, be able to rise, 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 to rise.
מזמור ל"ו למנצח לעבד אדוני לדוד. נאום פשע לרשע בקרב ליבי, אין פחד אלוהים לנגד עיניו. כי החליק אליו בעיניו למצוא עוונו לשנוא. דברי פיו אבן ומרמה, חדל להשכיל להדים. אבן יחשוב על משכבו, יתייצב על דרך לא טוב, רע לא ימאס. אדוני בהשמיים חסדך, אמונתך עד שחקים. צדקתך כהררי אל, משפטך תהום רבה, אדם ובהמה תושיע אדוני. מה יקר חסדך אלוהים, ובני אדם בצל כנפיך יחסיון. ירוויון מדשן ביתך, ונחל עדניך תשכם. כי עמך מקור חיים, ואורך נראה אור. משוך חסדך ליודעיך, וצדקתך אל תבואני רגל גאווה, ויד רשעים אל תנידני. שם נפלו פועלי אבן, דוחו ולא יאכלו קום.
Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy life shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise, 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 to rise.
Passages of Scripture should guide our public policy. Should we go with Leviticus, which suggests slavery is okay? Or we could go with Deuteronomy, which suggests stoning your child if he strays from the faith? Or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount, a passage that is so radical that it's doubtful that our own Defense Department would survive its application?
There is no fear, reverence of Elohim before his eyes.